Thank God it's Free Range. You are listening to Free Range Radio Friday with your host, Michael Elves. Pour yourself a beverage and turn up the volume, because here on 101.5 UMFM, the weekend starts now.
UMFM. This is Thank God It's Free Range, the Friday edition of Free Range Radio. I'm Michael Elves, and kicking things off for us tonight, that's London artist Ruthven with I Can't Go There from Rough and Ready, the new album out today. Professional firefighter by day and R&B singer by night. Great stuff. I got all sorts of great stuff for you tonight, including an interview coming up in just a few minutes with Montreal's Jeanette King, who will be in town November 3rd. At the Fort Garry Hotel playing a jazz Winnipeg show. Before we get to that, though, King Perry, a duo formerly from Minneapolis, now calling L.A. their home, just dropped a new record on Stone's Throw. It's called There It Goes. We're going to hear one of my favorite tracks from that record. This is Something Something here on 101.5 UMFM. right. Well, her new album is called Incantation, coming to the Fort Garry Hotel to play a special show with Jazz Winnipeg on November 3rd. Montreal's Jeanette King joins me on the show. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So the record just came out on Winnipeg's Birthday Cake Records, and I want to maybe start with how you landed on that label.
Yeah, you know, I had a couple friends that were on that label, and they spoke very highly about them, and my manager reached out to them, and they were really interested in the record, and we had like a couple labels interested, but we went with Birthday Cake because they were really nice. I really liked their energy, honestly.
So who was it? You said you had a couple friends. Which artists from the roster were kind of speaking of Birthday Cake for you?
Oh, K-Riz is part of them. Mm. And then I had a friend, Laura Resnick, who worked with them as well.
Gotcha.
I think they're both still on the label, yeah.
So you like their energy. Like, was there something you were looking for when it came time to finding a label, other than like kind of being harmonious and sort of like your pursuits?
Yeah. You know, you really want to have a label that's going to like have your back and, you know, fight for your project and the art that you make. And so I really like to go with people who have like, not only like a good track record of, you know, having artists do well, which they definitely have with like Begonia and such, but, you know, people who are like really excited about the music that you make. So after talking with them, they really like gave me that impression. That's kind of the biggest thing.
So Incantation is your sophomore record. And I'm very curious about kind of the move to kind of follow up a first record and what kind of internally you may have been facing in terms of like, did you learn something from what we lost that you wanted to do differently, or was it kind of part of a trajectory that you felt you were already on? Like, how did you approach this record?
You know, I think that both things are true. Like, it was part of a trajectory. I had worked with a couple of the producers that are in my band now on What We Lost just separately. What We Lost came together kind of as like a collage of various songs that I had been working on based on Loss. And I worked with Johnny Tobin and Alex Dobson on a couple of those tunes, and I really love working with them. And for this record, I really wanted to, you know, kind of have the incantation of creating something like from inception with like the intention of writing it together. And so I think the biggest thing that's changed is that like I'm only working with Alex, Johnny, and Ian. And I think on one song I am working with Jordan Esau, but on this record it's way more cohesive. We came together with the idea of creating something, like, you know, finding yourself and finding love in your community and like in the people around you with that intention in mind. And that's kind of basically the biggest thing, I'd say.
So did you go from enlisting them to help kind of like realize your vision on What We Lost to kind of creating a shared vision on this record?
Yeah, like I wanted to work with them because they're such talented artists themselves. And I think that we all just, you know, as a band, we share this really palpable love for each other, and I wanted to like crystallize that into an album. And we didn't really have to work too hard because we work really well together, so the music just kind of flowed out of us as we were working, and I think it's, yeah, you can really hear it in the music.
So what is the songwriting process like? Do one of you bring ideas to the rest of you, or are you jamming and kind of sussing out ideas in the moment?
I think for the most part, we're creating in the moment. But, you know, we did have the sonic idea of having this record be very like nostalgic in a sense, like having it emulate like one of our favorite artists, Sade. And Prince, and having that kind of element in mind as we were writing, some of us did come to the table with like, you know, like people say I had written the chords and I put down like the piano, and then we all kind of like came to that song together after I had initialized it. But other tracks, you know, we created together, like in the room, like while we were sleep, while you're sleeping.
Was there a specific Sade record that you were kind of trying to emulate, or was it just kind of the band's output?
I think the band's output, also the band's energy, like you can really tell when they're on stage, they like, they love each other. Like they're a family, and like, that's kind of the energy we have as well. But also I we're really inspired by Paradise by Sade and the whole Lover's Rock album for sure.
You even have a song called Paradise on this record.
I know. Yeah, so those who know, know.
Sure enough. I guess that should have been the tell as to which record. in terms of the material on this, then, like, do you kind of have free rein in terms of what the songs are about? Or does the band weigh in on that at all?
I'd say that almost, well, yeah, every single song on this album is comes from personal experience in my life. And whenever I go to write, I do have like something that I've gone through in mind, or like I have, you know, previous experience with XYZ. I always write from personal experience. And so basically that's it. But they did help. Like most of the band members are also so talented with lyrics as well. And like there was definitely moments where we were writing and I'd be like, okay, I'm trying to say this because that's how I was feeling at the time. And then someone would be like, oh, what about this word? You know, so it was a very collaborative experience for sure.
Now you mentioned when you go to write, like how intentional are you with songwriting? Like, do you set aside time, or like what's your process like?
Definitely. Yeah, I definitely set aside time. I'm a Capricorn, so I like to organize. I like to plan things out. We would like book Airbnbs and we would say, okay, we're going to go from this day to this day and we'll work on this song. And we would go with the intention and then we would write then. But sometimes like I'm feeling something and I have to sit at my own computer or at my keyboard and it just has to come out in that moment. But most of the times it's organized. I plan it out.
And when you plan it out, like, are you like, I'm going to write about X topic or X feeling, or do you kind of have things percolating and then it just whatever spills out at during that time period you've set aside for writing?
Both. I think both. Sometimes I'll, you know, I'm always writing. So I have like my notes app and my phone is so full. So I always have things that are percolating in my mind. And sometimes I'm like, I want to write about this. Like I'm going through this. I want to write about this. But then when we get to the computer, we get to the piano, we sit down, something else might come out entirely. So I'd definitely say it's both.
How do you go through a full notes app then to like sort through and figure out what's a song at certain points?
Oh, well, that is the question. Sometimes it's easier than others. But I do like to title my works when I'm writing, and that helps.
So like giving the song a title initially so that it sets the tone or like creates a framework for the song?
Not necessarily, but just like maybe I'll like title what I'm writing, like the feeling, or I'll title it like a color that I'm imagining for the feeling. And yeah, I feel like titles always come last for me.
So speaking of feelings, I'd read the kind of notes to the record that this was about, you know, conflict, empowerment, self-discovery. Mm-hmm. Were these all things like you were experiencing or things you were wrestling with, or was there something that you'd already processed and this allowed you to kind of encapsulate that?
I think it's things that I was processing at the time, like as I was writing it, I was feeling it just, you know, at the time I was changing cities, I was changing, I was like embarking on a new career path of I started doing like web development and stuff. And there's like when you start something new, it's like scary. And I was also in a letting go of a relationship at a time. So there's like a lot of like processing that I was going through as I was writing, which I feel like is why music is so cathartic to me. Like I'm experiencing this emotion in this moment of writing, and through writing it down, I'm able to like look back at the song and be like, oh, that's actually what I was feeling, or oh, I didn't know that I was feeling that until I wrote it down.
So it was maybe subconscious when you were initially writing it, and then you become aware of it afterwards.
Exactly, yeah.
So Incantation isn't just the album title, it's one of the songs. Was it obvious that that was the album title, like that was the title track, or what led to that decision?
Definitely. We I think that I feel like words are spells, and you can really like through thought and action comes reality, or like what you can like manifest and stuff. And we really had that in mind when like starting this album. So the word incantation really felt meaningful for us because it, first of all, feels magic when we're together, when we're creating. And like the act of creating is kind of like an incantation. We just wanted to like play on that. And then a funny thing is that one time at one of the cabins when we were writing together, we watched the scary movie called Incantation. That kind of actually was the reason why we saw that word and we were like, oh, that's the word. That's the word we were searching for. And then we wrote the song Incantation, and then we titled the album.
It was meant to be then.
It was meant to be, yeah.
You mentioned being a Capricorn and liking to plan things out. In terms of the like planning of the record as it's laid out, how important is like flow and like song order for you?
I think it's nice to, set an energy of the album. We definitely have different energy levels of different songs, and I feel like that kind of vibe, like setting up the vibe, really sets the pace of the album. And yeah, I think it's pretty important. You're always storytelling with everything you do, so that's yeah, album set is definitely a story that I like to tell.
So in terms of the storytelling you'll be doing November 3rd, like do you have a set playlist in terms of like the order in which you play things, or do you kind of live in the moment on stage? How do you approach that?
Yeah, we definitely do. Yeah, we definitely do. There'll be some dynamics. There'll be like there. We'll even do like a couple cover songs as well, and like add some of those in there. But we definitely do have a set list planned out in terms of like how we want the show to go and how we want it to feel. But yeah.
So that's November 3rd at the Fort Garry Hotel, Jazz Winnipeg show. Before I let you go, Jeanette, I want to get you to pick a track off Incantation we can play for listeners. If you have a reason why you're picking it or an anecdote about it, we'd love to hear that.
I would definitely pick People Say. I think it's kind of the underdog of the album. We weren't even sure if we were going to put it on the record, but I think it's a listener favorite now. But I picked People Say because it's about change and how it's inevitable. And now that the album is out, I feel cathartic, and I feel the change of like it coming from being a thought to being reality. And so yeah, I like people to hear it. I want people to resonate with it.
That's the perfect reason. Jeanette, the album is out on Bandcamp through Birthday Cake Records, and is the physical album in hand as well?
Yeah, we'll have some records. We'll also have merch as well.
Perfect. That's November 3rd at the Fort Garry. Thanks very much for taking some time, and safe travels on the road on the way to Winnipeg.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Gustava.
Back here on Thank God It's Free Range, the Friday edition of Free Range Radio. Right before the break, People Say, that was Jeanette King's selection from her new album, Incantation. My thanks to Jeanette for making some time. Don't forget, she's playing November 3rd at the Fort Garry Hotel, a special jazz Winnipeg show. I've linked to the tickets in the show notes for this episode. Go to umfm.com for all the information on what I've played tonight. Speaking of, I'm going to start this next set off with Aracy Watt, the LA singer-songwriter. We played the first single from Not Either Or But Everything earlier in the summer. That was a track called Anywhere With You. Really dug that track. I'm really excited to hear more from this record. The new single is called Rachel. Then from New York band Lunar Vacation, Everything Matters, Everything's Fire is the record. My favorite track's Erase All the Bees. We got something new from Wild Pink, a new single from Elephant Stone. We got Witch Victim, which came to my attention via CGSW, fellow station out in Calgary. Got a brand new Tired Cossack single and a new thing from Windsor band Talking Violet, which didn't come to me via CJAM, which is the campus station at the University of Windsor, but did come to me by my friend Jared from Vitriol. So thanks to him for sending this my way. Keep it locked here on 101.5 UMFM.
Into the wild. Drop the keys at the front. Is that all you can carry? And I've been starting to think I get to heaven in a hurry. Until you visit a light, could you imagine the time? If I could do it, I'd erase all the bees from my life. What's it gotta do? What's it gotta do with me? What's it gotta do?
Better off lost. Flip a switch and then the thing just don't exist. But my stupid ass is always searching, hoping for a parole when I open up my fist. We'll be right back.
Back here on Thank God It's Free Range, the Friday edition of Free Range Radio. Right before the break, Windsor Group Talking Violet with Walk to the Hill from their new record, Everything at Once. We heard the new single from Tired Cossack. That was Mace, Witch Victim with Sleep Coda off of their self-titled EP. Elephant Stone with a new single called Edge of the Deep Blue Sea. Wild Pink with something off of Dulling the Horns. Lunar Vacation, Aaron C. Watt started that whole set off. We're going to change things up as we head towards After 8 Radio and hand things over to Kai. We're going to kind of bump the tempo a little bit here, move towards some jazz and electronic. We are going to start with Berlin jazz collective Sonic Interventions. The latest single from their forthcoming record on Agogo is Makiti Paharu. Then we got a new single. It is a bonus track from the new Bad Bad Not Good called Best Left Unsolved. I got a remix of Lyrics Jones from Soul Clap, their track Better Now. Technique Talo featuring The Sucker from The Future is Afro Comp on Kunye Records. And we're going to cap things off with LP Giobi and Love Come Through from the new record Daughter. Keep it locked here on 101.5 UMFM. We'll be back next week. Paige Drobot will be joining us on this show. Her new album, or rather her new 7-inch, Alien Girl, gets its release the following week. We will talk about that and promote the show. Don't forget, November 3rd at the Fort Garry, Jeanette King. Thanks to her for joining me on the show tonight.
Bye. Thank you. And the love comes through.